Cap, this time in Edmonton, as they will take on, or somebody will take on, the Ottawa Red Blacks. We'll get to that story if it develops later on. Right now, we're live from the Billy Powers broadcast booth, brought to you by South Point Toyota. Ready to bring you the third quarter for TruFlex Canola with Roundup Ready technology by Monsanto. And Dave Rowe checking in with the stats.
And the Calgary Stampeders really flipping the script after that first quarter that the Bombers dominated time of possession. 12 first downs for Calgary to just 5 for the Bombers. 33 yards rushing to Calgary to 59 for Winnipeg. The big number here, though, 155 yards passing for Bo Levi Mitchell. Just 34 yards passing for Matt Nichols and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. 188 to 93 the total offense. And again, with that big discrepancy in time of possession after the first quarter, Stampeders turned that around 16-10 by the half to 13:50 for Winnipeg. One big number, Winnipeg, 5 penalties for 35 yards. Calgary just 4 for 45, but 2 of those 4 penalties, Mark, taking touchdowns off the board.
Yeah, that's an issue, but it is 14-6, but you're right about that. Now the Stampeders are going to return this kickoff. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers kickoff unit is on there at the south end. Our broadcast right. Second half. Glad you're with us. If you're wondering if you're hearing things a little differently today, Greg Peterson is laid up. We certainly hope only the best for him and appreciate Dave Rowe jumping into the big chair here today at McMahon Stadium. And we hope Greg is better soon. We know he will be, just not today.
William Longley back to return this kickoff along with Tunde Adeleke. Of course, Romar Morris going down with that ankle injury.
Here the line drive bounces towards Longley, picks it up at the 20, at the 30-yard line. Then he is submarine, knocked out of bounds at about the 32-yard line. 59-yard kick and a 16-yard return. William Longley with his mitts on the ball to the sidelines with Dave McIver for Cowboys Casino.
Well, the wind pretty much died down completely here now. Looks like the weather will not be that big of a factor. A little bit of light rain, but doesn't seem to be affecting any of the play.
Oh, you got that right. From the 32-yard line, William Longley is quite an imposing target when he gets his mitts on the ball, but he's not exactly Mr. Elusive, so he goes down hard. From the 31-and-a-half-yard line, Stampeders calling out signals. And Mitchell will go on the ground to Jackson. Big hole left side, 35, up at the 40, fumbles. The ball is caught by the Blue Bombers on a hop. They step out of bounds at the 45-yard line. Winnipeg ball, the safety Loeffler has it on a tough turnover. And the Blue Bombers get the ball in great position. And hopefully that is not the break that turns this game around.
And Don Jackson coughing the ball up as getting in there on the tackle was Brandon Alexander. Turnovers seen as one of the key stats going into this game. And right now, the only turnover on the board, the Calgary Stampeders setting the Bombers up on the Calgary side of midfield.
Winnipeg, the most productive team, 49 turnovers they caused this year, creating 151 points. They are deadly when they get their hands on the ball via turnover. Let's see what the Stampeders do early in this half. They've been throwing a big challenge. They're on the 46-yard line of the Stampeders. Winnipeg ball, Nichols operates from the gun. Nichols with the ball. Gives it for Harris. He tries to pick a hole, runs down the line of scrimmage, and gets inside the 45 to about the 43-yard line. A gain of about 3 on the play, 2nd and 7.
And Harris patiently waiting for something to open up behind the line. Nothing really did, so he just took it ahead for 4. Limited, 6 carries, 48 yards. He did have that 19-yarder. Other than that, the Stamps doing a good job of containing that threat.
From the 43-yard line, Winnipeg, 2nd and 7. Stampeders need a second down stop here. They empty the backfield, the Blue Bombers do. Nichols is back. Nichols in the pocket, flushed out, looks for a target. Nobody open, turns and throws, and it is low. Trying to find a target, he threw on the run. Jameer Thurman all over Andrew Harris. No chance for the catch, and the Blue Bombers drive stall. Stampeder needed a big play there. The Blue Bombers stall at the 43-yard line, and is Medlock coming on to punt or try a field goal? He did have a 57-yarder.
That was with the win, though, in the first half.
Yeah.
And I think it looks like to me he's setting up the punt this time around. Derek Wiegand did a great job fighting off his block in the middle of that furball on the offensive line and was able to put enough pressure on Nichols to force him to throw on the run, and too low for Harris.
Adeleke awaits at the 10-yard line. He had a touchdown taken off the board earlier in the game, 14-6 Stampeders. End over end kick by Medlock, heads towards the sidelines and is out of bounds on the far side at about the 7 and 8 yard line. We'll get the spot in just a moment.
Yeah, they march it all the way up to the 12.
Okay, that's pretty generous there, I say. By the way, get the inside and get everything behind the scenes with 770 CHQR's Calgary Stampeder podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and tune in. 31-yard kick, no return. Stampeder start out on the long field, moving left to right to the scoreboard end of McMahon Stadium. Stampeder's leading 14-6. How about that 50-50 jackpot here, almost $100,000 for a lucky fan here today.
Nice, and kudos to the Calgary Stampeder defense on that last series, not allowing a turnover in good field position to give the Bombers any kind of lift. Stampeder's dodged that bullet.
Jackson adjusting in the backfield as Mitchell takes the ball. Mitchell back, standing, throwing, and the ball is tipped, and did he catch it? No, he tried to tip it to himself. Marquise Ambles couldn't come up with it at the 15-yard line. Second down. Bit of a high throw. He's a smaller receiver, is Ambles.
And Anthony Gator with great coverage on Marquise Ambles. Couldn't get any kind of separation there.
Incomplete. Just underway in our second half. Stampeder 14, Blue Bombers 6. You want to text us a note, 403-974-8255. Just tell us where you're listening, what you're hearing. Any questions or comments? Stampeder second down from their 12-yard line. Three receivers left as Mitchell takes the ball in his back pedal. Looks left, looks middle. He steps up. He's in trouble. He's back down by the 2-yard line. Throwing down by Rowe, the end. And the Stampeder's quarterback is sacked again. 10-yard loss.
So right down by the 2-yard line, you have to wonder if the Stampeders are just going to sort of minimize the damage here, especially the fact that the ball's around the middle of the field, so not only do you have coverage to contend with, you got the goal posts right there, so I wouldn't be at all surprised to see Rob Maver just take a knee and concede two.
It certainly would be an option. You got it in that situation. They're on the two.
You see the flags now at field level completely limp, so no help for Maver if he does try to get this one out of the end zone.
Maver, 15 yards deep in the end zone, takes the snap and goes down and does exactly that. Takes the knee, puts a couple of points on the board for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. You're listening to third quarter football action brought to you by True Flex Canola with Roundup Ready technology by Monsanto. The score, Calgary 14, Winnipeg 8. You're listening to the voice of the Stamp, 770 CHQR. Our game is brought to you by your Alberta Ford dealers.
Welcome.
Probably a topic for another day, but who knows how long Brandon has. It's an amazing 11-year run. He's out of there on the field with the rest of his teammates. First down and 10, Winnipeg at the 35-yard line. They pick up 2 points on the safety. And a first down, play fake to the line. Nichols is back, fires a shot with sparks on it. It's in and out of the hands of the intended target and also broken up. Weston Dressler has some close coverage by Brandon Smith as well. But that was a throw with absolutely no touch on it. Wow.
I had a great conversation with Brandon Smith on Friday, just talking about knowing that there's more yesterdays than tomorrow in his career. And I tell you, I wouldn't want to play poker against the guy, Mark, because I tried to ask him about three different ways about the future, and he just managed to dodge that question with a smile every time.
Emphasis with a big smile. From the 35-yard line, second and 10, Bomber. Quick drop by Nichols. He's in the pocket. He steps up. He's in trouble. Now throws to his release man. That's caught by the receiver. Stepping out of bounds. Nelson into the Winnipeg bench, and that's enough for a first down. 12-yard gain as Nelson bails out his quarterback, the returner and receiver who was added to the roster.
And Trey Roberson was in position to make the play there, but the Winnipeg receiver just able to fight him off. Otherwise, he would have been about 3-4 yards short of the first down.
So Winnipeg, new downs, first down and 10 on the 46-yard line. They break out of the huddle, overload left to the Blue Bombers as Nichols calls out signals, looks over a four-man Calgary front. Give is Harris, he runs right, trying to turn the corner, but the Stampeders won't let him. Hustling over, Jagarrett Davis is there to put him on the ground. Jagarrett had a fabulous season and holds him to a gain of, let's be generous and call it three.
So second down and long as the Stampeders again doing the job, getting contained. Flo Arimolade checking in for Cordero Law, giving Law a breather. Stampeders try to avoid that 2-point safety from turning into the dreaded 9-point safety. Then get off the field on this second and long.
Second and 8 on the 49-yard line. Nichols barks out signals for the Blue Bombers. Calgary sends four. Nichols in his drop. Dancing, scrambling. He has to step up. Tucks it in, has to run, but he runs right into the grasp of Jagera Davis, who puts him on the ground. The Blue Bombers drive, stalls. Jagera fired up with lots of gestures, and that sack, by the way, is successful. It means Alpine Credit tackles needs in the community. A sack means $100 donated to the Calgary Children's Foundation, an initiative of 770 CHQR.
And give the assist on that play to Flo Orimolade. The Calgary Stampeders lining up with three of their defensive linemen on that right side of the line, leaving Jagera Davis alone on the left. They ran a twist with Orimolade coming in and putting the pressure on Nichols.
Tunia Delake awaits the kick. Midluck high snap, pulls it down, drives it downfield, a wobbly kick with a lot of backspin, chases Delake back inside the 20, leaves his way, 25, gets up to the 35-yard line, where he's brought down by the Blue Bombers, 47-yard kick and a 16-yard return. This is third quarter Stampeder football. The score, Calgary 14, Winnipeg 8, and you're listening to Alberta Ford Dealer Stampeder football, 770 on your AM dial, got HD radio. Tune us in at 105.1 Channel 2 for FM High radio quality. Stampeder ball as the action resumes on their 34-yard line. Welcome back to McMahon Stadium in Calgary. Stampeder's leading 14-8. Don't forget, guests in our broadcast will receive a $100 gift certificate from South Street Burger with five Calgary locations.
Let's see if the Calgary Stampeders can use the momentum from that defensive stop to get things going here. Bit of a sloppy start as they've had a fumble and conceded safety on their first two drives in the second half.
Long lay lines up as a tight end left to the far side as Mitchell calls out signals. Mitchell takes the ball, play fake to the line, throws downfield, and I think that ball was tipped at the line of scrimmage and falls down. But way behind the play and in front of the Stampeder bench, a flag is thrown. Not sure that's all about, but regardless, Bo's throw was tipped, and if they get something out of a tipped pass, it means fortune is certainly looking the Stampeder's way. It looks like Rogers might have been blasted on the play.
Yeah, Rogers took a shot, but if the ball is tipped, I'm not sure that qualifies for pass interference. If that's the call, though.
Good luck to find out. Officials confer, talking with the Stampeders here.
And Eric Rogers, four catches, 41 yards, and the two touchdowns in the first half.
Well, that's the key right there. That's the difference in the game right now.
Two touchdowns for Eric Rogers and two off the board with penalties for Dave Dickinson and the Calgary Stampeders. Looks like
major
we got a call.
Foul, unnecessary roughness. Winnipeg, number 16. 15-yard penalty, automatic, first down, Calgary.
Well, there's safety. Taylor Loeffler from UBC. He's a hard, tenacious player, but he went over the line here. And instead of a knockdown falling harmlessly to the turf, the Calgary Stampeders have new downs, and they're out to the 50-yard line.
And that was the call, Mark. The ball rolling around on the ground after the tip, and Loeffler just blasting the defenseless Eric Rogers from behind.
Stampeders are out to the 50-yard line. Balls on the left side, hash marks. Four receivers right. Markeith Ambles back to the formation now to help out blocking. Mitchell takes the snap. Gives to Jackson. He runs left, shuffles his feet, bounces it outside, gets to the midfield marker where he's knocked down by the Blue Bombers. In on the tackle for Winnipeg, Jeffcoat. But behind the play, there is a flag. Hey, again this season, Shane Holmes has partnered with Kids Up Front for our Yards for Kids program. For every offensive yard this year, Shane Holmes donated $1 to Kids Up Front.
Holding. Calgary, number 61. 10-yard penalty, remains first down.
Well, the center of Combray Williams flagged for the infraction. Well, the Stampeders back up to the 40-yard line. They must gain the Winnipeg 50.
Now, the Stamps on that first scoring drive were able to convert a first and 20 into a key first down to keep the drive going. See if they got a little bit of that magic again.
That's the key right now. They break the huddle. Richardson Danny going left for the Stampeders, lines up on the line of scrimmage, right leg to the formation, calling out signals, Bo Levi Mitchell. Four-man pressure. He throws a quick snap screen in the left flat, and that is low and incomplete for Lamar Durant. That was a boot-top catch off the shoelaces and wasn't going to happen.
And Lamar Durant, just the one catch for 14 yards in the first half. I've really been liking Lamar's game down the stretch, though, Mark. Coming off the injury, Lamar looked like he was really struggling to find his form early in the year, just trying to locate the football in the air. But towards the end of the season, he looked like the guy who had such an outstanding start in that 2017 year.
Three receivers right. Bo Levi Mitchell calls out signals. Ambles comes out of the backfield to the near side. Mitchell to the air, gives it on a draw to Jackson, breaks one tackle, gets up 40, 45, up near the 50-yard line and the original line of scrimmage, but he'll be well short of the first down, an 8-yard gain as the Stampeders offense trying to find its bearings here early in half number two, 8-10 remaining, third quarter, Stampeders 14, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers 8. By the way, this past season, Southland Transport brought to you the Junior Reporter. Turn the punt is kicked away by Maver. High, lazy kick. Nelson backtracks. Catch inside the 10-yard line. Tries to set up his return. Gets 15 at the 20. Breaks a tackle. Breaks another tackle. Gets up near the 30-yard line. A Stampeder. Alex Singleton skis with him to bring him down to the 31-yard line. 54-yard kick and a 24-yard return. You're listening to live third quarter football action on 770 CHQR. Brought to you by TrueFlex Canola with Roundup Ready technology by Monsanto. The score, Calgary 14 and Winnipeg 8. The action resumes at McMahon Stadium. Winnipeg ball on the 32-yard line. A trip to the Grey Cup is at stake. The Blue Bombers first and 10 on the 32-yard line. Up and under center is the quarterback Nichols. He gives to Harris. He dances inside, but not a lot of room. 3 or 4 yards at the most as he is dropped by the Calgary Stampeders. For the final time this year, our broadcast team consisting of Mark Steven, Dave Rowe on the crew all season. Tonight filling in for Greg Peterson, whom we hope the best for. Jock Wilson is our host, sideline reporter Dave McIver. Our statistician today is Conan Daly, filling in for Trent Peterson. Engineer operator on site, Ralph Eldridge, Mel Hoyme. Our studio operator at our 17th Avenue Castle is Gord Bailey, and we're back. Well, the Grey Cup will be on the radio next year, but we'll be back in June. Second and 4 on the 38. Retreating is Nichols. Standing in the pocket. Pitches across the middle. That ball is caught. Threading a needle. Making the catch. Pulling it in for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers is receiver Wolitarski. It's a 12-yard game. And Winnipeg advances the chains.
And starting to see some activity around the heaters on both sides of the field, Mark. Just about the sunset here. It's been a bit of a gray, damp, windy day. Starting to cool off here. Yeah. Also, I can see Romar Morris down on the sidelines. He's wearing a splint. He's got the cane. But back with his teammates for the second half.
Well, it's good to see him there, but obviously his day is done. From the Winnipeg 50-yard line, outside blitz on give is to out of the backfield. Dembski, he runs right, dancing down the sidelines. 50, 45 at the 40. Finally blasted out of bounds by Alex Singleton, but some nifty running in traffic, and he picks up a big 17 yards. Winnipeg is chugging ahead. Remember, it's only a 14-8 Stampeder lead.
And he got a huge block from Darvin Adams there that allowed him to turn the corner, Mark. Might have been a case of Rob Maver outkicking his coverage a little bit. He's been averaging just over 44 yards a punt through the first half of this game. That one, 54 yards, just allowing Winnipeg to stretch out that Stampeder return crew just a bit.
From the 42, Winnipeg advancing in Calgary territory. Clock ticks away. 6:05 to play third quarter. Stampeders by 6. Again, they give is Harris. He runs right into the teeth of that Calgary defense. And it's 3 or 4 really tough yards as they unpile. Call it 4. Second down, Winnipeg. Stampeders need a stop here.
Clock continues to roll. Whit McManus checking out of that situational swap as Trey Roberson and Emmanuel Davis come back in. They got a timeout on the field.
Yeah, there is an injured Stampeder, and that's the issue there. That's injured Stampeder on the far side. They'll attend to him. All right, we'll go to break. You're listening. Some guests in our football broadcast received a $50 gift certificate from Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar. The score, Calgary 14, Winnipeg 8. This is Alberta Ford dealer Stampeder Football, your Stampeder radio station, 770 CHQR. Jagar Davis coming to the Stampeder bench on the near west side under his own steam. He is limping, though. We hope, well, we don't want to play doctor here. Let's just hope it's not too serious. What an amazing season he had in 2018.
Yeah, crucial part of that Calgary Stampeder defensive line. Looking down at the trainer's table, Winton McManus, who's such a key on special teams, looks like he's just getting stretched out, just trying to keep that right leg loose.
5:38 to play, third quarter, second down and 7. At the Stampeder 39-yard line. Stampeders need a stop here. Winnipeg breaks the huddle. Dangerous Weston Dresslers in the slot to the far side of the field. Harris behind the quarterback. With the ball is Nichols. Nichols is back. Feels the pressure. Steps up. Pitching across the middle. Tumbling grab made by Adams at the Calgary 25. Touch tackle is made by the Stampeders, but it is a first down 14-yard gain as he bails his quarterback out of trouble.
And Matt Nichols just able to step up to avoid that Calgary pressure. Looks like Derek Wiegand is ready to check back in. I don't see Jagerrod getting any kind of medical attention down on the bench. He is up and walking around.
First and 10 on the 25-yard line. Stampeders leading 14-8, but it is Winnipeg ball. They're driving deep into Calgary territory. Walatarski goes wide right. He comes to the line of scrimmage. Play fake into the line. Nichols is back. He's flushed out of the pocket. Nobody open. He just throws it away. And after the play, there is a flag. Did somebody hit Nichols as he threw the ball? Was that Flo or Ermelotte?
No, I think this is going to be holding on Winnipeg.
Okay.
Because Calgary had a Flo or Ermelotte coming through, and someone got a big paw on him.
Okay. Flo just punched the air in frustration. Perhaps I wondered if it was against him. Not sure.
I got a note from our stats guy, Conan the Daily Mark, on that last Matt Nichols completion where he stepped up in the middle. I thought he was awfully close to the line of scrimmage, if not a little bit
Winnipeg
over.
Winnipeg number 33. It's a 10-yard penalty. Remains first down.
There we are.
Andrew Harris not agreeing with the call, having some words with the referees.
Harris, a fabulous back, one of the top Canadians in the league. I think, in my mind, the three top Canadians in the league, two of them are on the field here. Singleton, Harris, Brad Sinopoli of Ottawa. Three tremendous players.
No argument.
First and 10, Winnipeg back at the 25-yard line. Calling out signals is Matt Nichols. Five receiver package for the Blue Bombers as Nichols retreats. Nichols standing, scrambling back at the 45 and just throws it away as the Stampeders. Micah Johnson was right in his grill. It's incomplete. And this Stampeder defense has been solid all game long. Winnipeg has not found the end zone yet.
And Micah Johnson getting to Matt Nichols gave him a bit of a shove as that ball came out. Not enough, though, to attract the attention of the referees, and two officials were right there. And no call there as Micah did not slam Nichols to the ground. Good bit of restraint by Micah on that play.
Stampeder looking for a stop here. Second and 20, Winnipeg at their 35-yard line. Clock is moving, 4:15, 4:14 to play, third quarter. Darvin Adams lines up on the line of scrimmage to the near side. Nichols is back, fakes right, steps up, throws on a crossing route underneath, caught by Harris. He tries to break out of the backfield, but the Stampeders are right there. Safety, Tunde Adeleke is up, puts him on the ground. It's a one-yard gain, and this tenacious Stampeder defense is completely frustrating the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
And the defense just swarming. You had Alex Singleton getting out there. Micah Johnson got out there, and Adeleke closing from his safety spot, able to finish the job. And once again, dangerous weapon, very limited for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Well, let's see what the Blue Bombers do in this third down situation. They'll go for a 41-yard field goal. No real win. However, that's all the points plus the safety Winnipeg has. Snap, it's down. Medlock's left leg drives the ball. It's going, and it is good. And the Winnipeg Blue Bombers cut into that deficit. Stampeders 14, and now Winnipeg 11. So while the Stampeders defense is standing tall, time for the offense to find the scoreboard here and put some distance between the two teams. Blue Bombers are just hanging around, though. I got to give them credit.
Eight-play drive that time around as Winnipeg were able to move the ball pretty effectively. Started back on their own 32-yard line all the way to the Calgary 35.
All right, Blue Bombers gather around their coaches on the far side. Stampeders on the near side. 3 minutes, 33 seconds remaining in the third quarter. I should go buy a lottery ticket with that scoreboard. 3-3-3-3-3. All right, and a three-point deficit. If you're Winnipeg, three-point lead if you're the Stampeders.
And again, the Stampeders really need to get something going here. Yeah. They had that big edge in time of possession after the completion of the first half. But in this third quarter, just haven't been able to get anything going.
No. Winnipeg is hanging around. It's the type of game where one crazy tipped ball or something can turn it on its ear.
And that one key moment that could have turned the game around so far, so it hasn't been as big a field flipper as it could have been, and that's the Don Jackson fumble, still the only turnover by either team in this game.
Yep. Ball's on the 35. Medlock with the long sleeves on. He had to be talked into coming back this year. Was thinking of retirement, but the Blue Bomber said, come on up. He's making a lot of money, so I guess you want to kick, make some money, go for it.
Nice work if you can get it.
Yeah. He'll kick this ball off, and Adeleke will catch inside the 20. Wedge forms near side. 25 gets up by the 30-yard line, is spun around. Oh, the Stampeders will start out at the 32-yard line, 58-yard kick, and a 15-yard return. Coming down the stretch, 3:27 to play in the third. As we say farewell to McMahon Stadium, this is the last Calgary Stampeder game here. Future games, if there is indeed another one, is at Commonwealth Stadium in Edmonton next week. That'll be a 4:30 kickoff at Commonwealth. Between Ottawa and somebody.
Hey, congratulations to the Ottawa Redblacks. Advancing with relative ease today as they just pulled away from Hamilton and kept their foot on the gas throughout.
They did. Eric Rogers has two Calgary touchdowns. He's in early motion now. Starts towards the line. Mitchell gives him the handoff to Jackson. He runs left, finds a crease, gets up to the 35. That's about a 3-yard pickup where Winnipeg brings him down. Second down and long for the Stampeders.
I was saying to Jock in the pregame show, Mark, what a big game that was for Trevor Harris, the guy who's had so many doubters dogging him since he took that starting job after Henry Burris' retirement. Like I said, he poured his critics a big glass of shut up today.
Don Jackson, 10 carries, 48 yards. Lamar Durant goes left for the Stampeders. Sindani is with him to the wide side of the field, calling out signals. Bo Levi Mitchell. 2:33 remaining. Linebacker blitz on by Winnipeg. Mitchell is back. Quick release downfield. Finds Eric Rogers at the 45-yard line. Grabs the ball before he's tackled and has a first down.
And Adam Big Hill, middle linebacker, Winnipeg's outstanding player and nominee, coming with the blitz from the edge. And Big Hill is, we haven't really called his number much today so far. He's just credited with one tackle. Of course, playing with the big club on the left hand, injured that arm and that hand last week against Saskatchewan.
Under 2 minutes to play, third quarter now as the Stampeders break the huddle on the 45. Lights largely taking hold now, but a twilight all around the city. Jackson lines up in the backfield, crouches. Play fake to the line by Mitchell. Mitchell is back, leaning back, throwing deep on a strike for Lamar Durant. Can't catch up with it at the 20 of Winnipeg, but behind there is a flag on the play, and we'll see if it's rough play or holding.
It looks like it's going to be holding on the Stampeders.
Well, not ideal. Listen, Winnipeg's hanging around here, folks. It's 14-11 Stampeders. The Stampeders have done a lot of good things, and they are leading. However, Winnipeg...
Holding. Calgary, number 53. That penalty is declined. Second down.
Doesn't need a lot to claw right back into this game.
Yeah, Brad Erdos, latest Stampeder to get flagged.
Remember, we'll have the Horton Auto Body and Paint crunch of the game later on during the course of the contest. After the game, on the 45-yard line, Stampeders are second down and 10. Late in the third quarter, 14-11 Stampeders. Bo Levi Mitchell, seventh year from Katy, Texas, MOP nominee, leans in. Takes the snap. Mitchell back, looking right, nobody open. Now he dances, looking left, throwing, and he's just going to toss it away.
And great awareness by Derek Dennis there as the pocket began to break down. Pressure started to come from the right side. Dennis was able to release, get over there, and keep his quarterback from taking a shot.
On the sidelines, we hear from Dave McIver for Cowboys Casino.
Yeah, Eric Rogers getting some work done on that left knee of his. Looks like they were just checking it out. He seems to be up and moving around now. That looks to be okay.
Good, good, good. Nelson is ready to return the punt of Rob Maver, who steps into this kick. It's a wobbly kick. Nelson tracks to his left, catch inside the 20. Cuts back left, gets to the 25. That's where the Stampeders spin him around and knock him down. Ante, at least Corey Greenwood on the tackle. 45-yard kick, 7-yard return. 1:03 to play in the third quarter. Bit of a back-and-forth quarter after an explosive quarter. Number two for the Stampeders, where they scored the game's only two touchdowns.
So the Stampeders unable to move the ball past midfield again in this third quarter. I don't think they've been in Winnipeg territory so far in this second half.
But they're not letting Winnipeg do much, so that's why we've got a seesaw 14-11 ball game. On the 28-yard line, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers playing from behind late in quarter number three as Matt Nichols calls out signals. Harris adjusting to the right in the backfield. And Harris will get the call, runs left, breaks one tackle, gets 35 up to the 37-yard line, drives ahead to the 39-yard line, and it's a first down or real close, and that was all second Andrew Harris effort.
And good news for the Stampeders, Jagarrett Davis back on the field in his right end spot. Trying to rally the defense.
This place has gone very quiet. It was really raucous in the opening half. See if they can disrupt the quarterback here. Walatarski goes right along with Charles Nelson to the wide side for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. They're first and 10 at their 39-yard line. Stampeders come, linebacker blitz. Back is Nichols pitching deep, looking for a man open at the 40-yard line of the Stampeders. But Harris just couldn't catch up with the throw. Wheeling out of the backfield, it's incomplete.
Actually, that's Chris Strebler in at quarterback on that,
right?
Play. Yeah, it looks like he's checking out now. Nichols trotting back out onto the field.
Just couldn't catch up with it. They had him behind coverage. At the 39-yard line, that's where they are. Winnipeg Blue Bombers should be the final play of this quarter.
Well, we talked about how dangerous Harris can be as a receiver. But again, the Stampeders limiting him to just three catches for 9 yards. That one would have been trouble.
Nelson in the slot as Nichols remains in the game. Halfback blitz on by the Stampeders. Back is Nichols pitching downfield. That ball is broken up and almost intercepted at the 45-yard line. Emmanuel Davis, frustrated, thought he should have pulled it in. Regardless, the ball's on the ground and it's an incomplete pass. All right, 15 minutes to the Grey Cup for somebody. The score, the Calgary Stampeders 14, Winnipeg 11. In just 2 minutes, we're back into fourth quarter play-by-play action on Alberta Ford Dealer Stampeder Football. Get the Radio Player Canada app to listen to our football broadcast.
When you want to go to
take a berth in the Grey Cup, the Calgary Stampeders leading Winnipeg 14-11. We begin the fourth quarter as we're live from the Billy Powers broadcast booth, brought to you by South Point Toyota from McMahon Stadium. And let's get to the stats after three quarters with Dave.
And Winnipeg starting to close the gap on the scoreboard and in the offensive numbers. Time of possession now dead even at 22.5 minutes per team. Winnipeg, as you'd expect, needing to ride Andrew Harris on the ground. He still only has that one big breakout play, but he has been able to get his yards rushing up to 103 yards, that to 54 yards for the Calgary Stampeders. Stampeders still leading in total offense, 218 yards to 176 for Winnipeg. You've got Bo Levi Mitchell, 13 of 23, combination of Strebler and Nichols, 10 of 20.
Stampeders with two returners deep. Lamar Durant to the near side. Medlock on third down, punting it away, sprays the ball away. That's that story brought to you by Lexus of Calgary. It'll be caught by Lamar Durant. He runs right at the 30, breaks one tackle, gets up to about the 36-yard line. Short return of 8 yards on a 43-yard kick. A rare appearance by Durant as a returner. But here comes the Stampeders offense. They've got to get something going. The defense has been fabulous. Now they have to get some support from the offense here down the stretch. We have Dave McIver on the sidelines, brought to you by Cowboys Casino.
Well, as you can see, fellas, no Eric Rogers to start this drive. They were putting some work in on his left knee. He is on the sidelines with the helmet off right now.
Not good news. Romar Morris already down. Juwan Breskison is dressed, but he is less than 100% with a bit of a groin tweak.
Matthews to the near side as Mitchell is back. Pumps what? Sets up, looking for Matthews, down by the Winnipeg 50, off his hand, incomplete. It was a nice, well-run route, but just couldn't catch up at second down.
Now got in behind Chris Randall, the chance for a big play there. Unable to hook up as the Stampeders still trying to find any kind of traction here in a second half that has the crowd quiet.
Yeah, it does. 14-11. Bo Levi Mitchell, one completion in his last eight passes. That's called a struggle. Can he get out of it here? Let's see. Lamar Durant lines up left. Wide man to this short side by the Stampeder bench. Blue Bombers show blitz. Blue Bombers come on the safety blitz. Back is Mitchell. Quick release. Finds Markeith Ambles. Spun around and lost possession. And a flag has been thrown. The Blue Bombers are hollering. This likely is pass interference as the defensive back Shales went up and thought he stripped them of the ball. Turns out it may be pass interference.
And Marcus Shales was right there on Markeith Ambles. Yep. And he was celebrating the drop, but might have been a little premature.
Looks like it's Stampeders 14, Winnipeg 11. Officials conferring.
Pass interference. Winnipeg, number 38. 10-yard penalty, automatic first down, Calgary.
Yeah, they call on Ian Wild, who must have hit somebody, the linebacker. Doesn't matter. Stampeders are first and 10 at the 45. Clock continues to run. 13 minutes and 49 seconds to the Grey Cup for somebody.
Stamps just need any kind of break to get something going here in this second half. We'll see if that penalty's hit.
Three receivers right again. Mitchell is back. Flag in the air. Throws a quick out. Caught by Matthews. He steps out of bounds at the midfield stripe. However, let's see what the penalty is. Winnipeg says it's offside against the Stamps. That we'll see. Stampeders with an uncharacteristically large penalty total. They took the second fewest penalties in the league this year. Winnipeg took the fewest.
And it is on the Calgary Stampeders as they're getting pushed back. That flag coming in from the side judge.
Offside, Calgary, number 81. It's a 5-yard penalty, remains first down.
All right. Well, Stampeders putting themselves again in a bit of a hole. They must get to the midfield marker. First and 15, 13:32, the clock running. Stampeders leading 14-11. Are the Stampeders going to the Grey Cup for the 17th time in franchise history? Let's wait and see. Empty backfield for the quarterback, Mitchell. He takes the ball, looks left, now scrambles right, escapes the pressure, turns and just throws it away. Nobody was open there. As the Blue Bombers, front four starting to harass Mitchell pretty good.
And again, the Bombers just rushing four on that play. Mitchell, a good escapability as he went out to his right, had to hurdle over one would-be Winnipeg tackler to get outside and just get rid of that ball.
Stampeders, second and 15, and this crowd, just under 30,000, has suddenly gone very quiet. I think they sense that the Stampeders had better find a spark right about now.
And Eric Rogers can't be that spark right now. He's on the sideline riding one of the exercise bikes, trying to get that knee loose.
Markeith Amels to the right side of the field. He's in motion towards the line. Back again is low Levi Mitchell. Standing, he's in trouble. Steps up, pitching deep downfield, and throws it away. Overthrow to Juwan Breskison intentionally into the bench, and the Stampeder offense is really trying to find its mark right now. Not a lot is going right for this crew.
One thing though, I will give Bo is a lot of times, again, when he starts to scramble, he immediately starts looking for that home run ball. But today, he's been a little more willing just to throw the ball out of bounds and to minimize the damage.
27th year of broadcasting Stampeder games. Jock and Dave hosting our away game broadcast at Cowboys Casino. Punt time for Rob Maber. Steps into this. It's a low, wobbly, helicoptery kick. Bounces towards the near sidelines and picked up at the 22 by the returner. Nelson had 1 foot inbounds, 1 foot out of bounds, so it's ruled dead at that point. 48-yard kick, no return. The Stampeders 14, Winnipeg 11, 12:24 to play in the fourth. This is Alberta Ford Dealers play-by-play fourth quarter action. Final stretch of football at McMahon Stadium this season. 12:24 remains in the fourth quarter. The action resumes. Stampeder 14, Winnipeg 11. We say goodbye to McMahon Stadium. A boisterous crowd trying to rattle the Blue Bombers. They break the huddle. Walatarski goes wide left for the Blue Bombers. Big tall target as Nichols rubs the hands dry. Nichols takes the ball. Short drop. Nobody helping. He's going to step up. Runs down the line of scrimmage. Now takes off and is tripped up by the boot tops by Junior Turner in the open field. He'll fall ahead for 8 yards. Second and short.
Great job by Junior Turner with that shoe top tackle there. Otherwise, there was a whole lot of room for Matt Nichols to take off as it is. 8 yard gain. Bo Levi Mitchell on the sidelines and rather animated discussions with some of his receivers just trying to get the troops rally here. Stampeders need some kind of play, offense, defense, teams, just something to give them some kind of a lift.
Yeah, they're a little flat right now. Here we go from the 30 yard line. Blue Bombers are second and two. They still are leading though. Can't lose sight of that. Now as the Blue Bombers are over the ball, the officials are blowing whistles, conferring, discussing. I don't know what we got here.
Some of the Stampeder players down on the bench waving the towels, trying to urge the crowd to get back into it. A little bit of life there.
This year, the Junior Reporter has been presented by Southland Transportation. The Junior Reporter gave young Stamp fans a chance to interview their favorite Calgary Stampeders. Second down and two on the 30-yard line. All right, here we go. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers over the ball. They put hands on the ground. Nichols in the gun. Coiled behind him as Harris gets the handoff left side, runs into the Stampeder front four, and they push back. I don't think he got first down yardage. A deep handoff, and I think the Stampeders pushed him back.
No way. I think he got barely past the line of scrimmage on that one, Mark, as the Stamps D-line rallying to the ball.
So it'll be third down, and does Winnipeg consider gambling here? Boy, that'd be high, high risk, but...
Well, there's a long look over to the bench, and it does look like the punt team is coming on.
Boy, it's up to them, but that'd be... You know, they're behind. It's on the 30-yard line. It's far from a gimme.
Mike O'Shea, I mean, he loves to gamble, but you can't take that risk down by your own 30-yard line with still 11 minutes to go. I mean, you don't get it. You're giving the Stampeders an automatic, automatic lift for one thing, and pretty much an automatic 3 points.
Adeleke, the returner to the far side. Durant to the near side. Left-footed Medlock, ready to punt the ball away.
What wind there is at his back.
Snap back to Medlock. He will step into the punt. Great high, towering kick. Adeleke turns and has to go back and give chase. It bounces by the Calgary 10-yard line. By the far sides, he picks it up. A flag is thrown on the bounce back. A bomber was in the range. 64-yard kick, no return. The score with the Grey Cup hanging in the balance. The Calgary Stampeders 14, Winnipeg 11. You're listening to Alberta Ford Dealers. Stampeder football on 770 CHQR. Say farewell to this grand old stadium in 2018. The Calgary Stampeders looking to get to the Grey Cup with a 14-11 lead and 10 minutes and 19 seconds. Ralph and the players trying to get the crowd whipped up to it. A go Stamps, go cheer. Somebody's got to do something. The Stampeders just need some kind of a jump, some kind of a spark. Who or what will it be? We'll find out, because while they lead, this is anything but a comfortable lead.
Now, they caught a break on that 64-yard punt because not only was it no yards, Winnipeg interfered with the Adeleke getting to the ball, so a 15-yard penalty for the first down.
Eric Rogers back in the game. He's in early motion to the line. He stops, and then a bunch of flags are thrown. I don't know if it's Rogers offside or a Blue Bomber jumped.
I think Bergman jumped. Winnipeg showed blitz, and I think Shane came out of his stance.
Well.
And that last
procedure,
adjustment.
Calgary, number 60. A 5-yard penalty remains first down.
On that last adjusted Medlock punt, again, as I was saying, Mark, through the game, Medlock, his punts, like, they tend to helicopter, they roll end over end. They look like change-ups and knuckleballs, but that time he got the textbook spiral, turned the ball over, and it caught Tunde Adeleke by surprise, bouncing back for that 64-yard.
First and 15, Stampeders. Rogers goes left for the Calgary Stampeders. Ambles to this side as well. 9 minutes, 53 seconds remaining. Mitchell up and under center. Shovel pass out of the backfield. Taking the ball, heading upfield. 30 to about the 33-yard line as the ball is taken by Don Jackson. That's a gain of about 6. They'll make it second down and 3. By the way, make sure you join Jock and Dave for the fifth quarter call-in show brought to you by Mountain View Financial.
Well, they faked the toss, or the jet sweep to Lamar Durant before that big toss going outside. It was read very well by the Bombers, Jeffcoat. But Don Jackson just able to beat him to the outside.
Second and 11, Stampeders at the 31-yard line. Again, Mitchell from the gun, looks over the line. Three-man Winnipeg pressure. Mitchell has time, throws downfield, in and out of the hands of Lamar Durant on a post pattern. Up at the 50-yard line, it is incomplete, and the Stampeders will punt, and Durant looks down at the ground in frustration. A catchable ball.
That was the play the Calgary Stampeders needed. Durant wide open in space.
All right.
Look, he almost tried to trap it against his body. One completion in the last 11 for Bo Levi Mitchell.
Yikes. Rob Mavers on to punt the ball away with 8:57 remaining. Nelson awaits for Winnipeg. Mavers steps into the ball. Towering kick. Drives him back to the 25-yard line. Herky jerk move. Runs left. Gets up to the 30-yard line. Stampeders flow. Orem Elad brings him down along with Eric Mezzalier. A 54-yard kick and an 8-yard return. With 8:43 remaining in the fourth quarter, the scoreboard shows the Calgary Stampeders 14, Winnipeg 11. You're listening to Stampeder Football Action. This is Alberta Ford Dealers. Stampeder Football on 770 CHQR. Williams at McMahon Stadium, and what a nail-biter we have here with 8:43 remaining. Calgary Stampeders holding a 14-11 lead, but Winnipeg has the ball at the 33-yard line. Listen to this crowd roaring, pulsating, trying to distract the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Nichols in the gun. They fake to the line. He's dancing in the pocket. He's in trouble and sacked by Jagera Davis. The play is sacked by Jagera Davis, who kicks the air in excitement, knowing that he made the big sack. And we should tell you that every single sack Alpine Credit tackles needs in the community. A Stampeder sack means $100 donated to the Calgary Children's Foundation, an initiative of 770CHQR.
Yeah, Jagera Davis, such an emotional leader for that defensive group. His second sack of the game.
Loss of 5, 2nd and 15. Huge stop needed by the Stampeders here as we go to 7:57 remaining in the season for one of these teams. Back again is Nichols in the pocket. Has time now, flushed out left, motioning downfield. Turns and throws, coming back, making the catch in front of the Winnipeg bench. Pulled in by Darvin Adams, and it's an 11-yard game, but they are short of the first down. Pending the spot. And they'll have to punt it away as Deadelike goes deep along with Stampeder's Lamar Durant.
Again, just with the situation, field position time, there's no way Mike O'Shea can make that gamble just yet.
That's four. That's Medluck's ninth punt. Indication how strong the Stampeder defense has been.
Sunday, Deadelike and Lamar Durant showing a little more respect to the leg of number nine this time.
Snap back as Medluck steps into the ball. Towering kick. Receivers come towards it. Deadelike catches at the 25-yard line. Straight ahead. 30. Spun around. And down he goes about the 37-yard line. Miller, their fine special teamer, leads the way. 47-yard kick. 12-yard return. And on comes the Stampeders offense, who needs to get something going. They've been in a funk this entire half. And they need something here to get things going and separate the gap. It's just 3 points, which is anybody's ball game right now. There is an injured player, by the way, after the punt.
One of the Stampeders slow to get up.
Not sure who it is, as the officials and teammates crowd around the Stampeder. They've already lost Ramar Morris in this game.
Jameer Thurman.
Looks like Jameer Thurman is down, and that would be a huge blow if he's lost for any length of time. Jameer had a fabulous season. He was on the Calgary Stampeders this year, number two in tackles at 82. Eric Rogers has both Calgary touchdowns. Had them both in a short spurt in the second quarter. 14-11 Stampeders. Winnipeg led 6-0 after one. 14-6 Stampeders at the half. 14-11 after three.
And Jameer Thurman with four tackles in this game. And he was in the mix as the top special teams player on this team, and also was in the mix for the outstanding defensive player. It's just, you know, the problem is when you're up against an Alex Singleton, when you're up against a Micah Johnson, it's a little hard to stand out. Yeah. So Jameer certainly taking his time, still down on the knee by the 35-yard line.
You're wondering, the Stampeders all season long have been a fourth quarter team. That's by far their best quarter, outscoring their opponents by 68 points. That's usually when they turned it up, but not so far. We're halfway through this quarter, 7 minutes, 21 seconds remaining. Stampeders 14, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers 11. The Blue Bombers have yet to find the end zone. Both teams have had 5 2 and outs forced by the opposite defenses. Thanks to Conan for that note.
And Jameer is up and making his way off the field.
The Ottawa Red Blacks are watching this carefully. As soon as this thing's over, they'll start breaking things down, looking at their games with Winnipeg or their games with the Stampeders.
And Dave McIver, just the radio from the sideline, saying it looked like Jameer might have taken a thumb in the eye.
Aye. Well, okay, no thank you, but it happens. Those guys flying around and these kind of things happen. On the 36-yard line, here's first down for the Calgary Stampeders. Clock now set in motion. Eric Rogers has both touchdowns. He's in the slot right. Long count for Mitchell. Calling out signals in the gun. Four-man pressure by the Blue Bombers. Mitchell is back, looking wide side. Now throwing wide side, front of the Calgary bench. That ball is caught, sliding grab, then falling out of bounds is Richard Sindani. Big 21-yard gain, and the Stampeders are across midfield.
And Sindani with a little bit of high stepping and signals the first down.
Rookie
that long streak of incompletions. Yep. And again, Richard Sindani, a guy really called upon today. A lot of pressure on this young player, and he delivered right there.
At the 53-yard line, Eric Rogers ambles out of the huddle right. He has both touchdowns from the Winnipeg 53-yard line. Mitchell in the gun. He gives to Jackson. He has room. He explodes at the 40. Breaks the tackle. Down to the 35-yard line. He just blasted through the Winnipeg front four and picks up 18 yards. Oh, my.
And that was all Don Jackson just exploding through the line. And the way Winnipeg was defending that, there was no second level to get through. Everyone was right up by the line of scrimmage. Jackson got to be close to 70 yards rushing after that play. And you also saw the way he was carrying the ball high and tight. Not going to take any chances of putting it on the carpet.
From the Winnipeg 35-yard line, 5:52, and the clock runs. Jackson to the quarterback's left. Pre-snap motion to the near side by two Stampeder receivers. Mitchell takes the snap. Play fake to the line, setting up, and throws across the middle looking for Ambles, and a flag is thrown, and I would say so. He had no chance to catch that with Sales, the halfback, up his back. That one was right out of the official's manual for pass interference.
Oh, yeah, clearly the Winnipeg defender Sales getting there way too early on Markeith Ambles. This is going to be a free chain move for the Stamps.
No, we'll get the call sorted out. Clock says 5:41, Stampeders by three. A second half bruising defensive battle. Both teams have
pass
really strapped it on.
Winnipeg, number 36. Point of foul, automatic first down, Calgary.
It moves the Stamps to the 22. This is where they want to be. This is the situation they want to have. A golden opportunity to find the end zone.
And Mark, this hasn't always been the best red zone team, but they need to be at their best right now. Got to get 7 points with 5.5 minutes to go. Make it a two-score game.
Stampeders 51% in the score zone this year. Three receivers, bunch formation to the right side. Now pre-snap motion behind the formation. Give to Jackson. He runs left, cuts it upfield, but this time waiting at the hash marks, the linebacker Gators. So that's a gain of a couple on the play. Second down and 8.
And Winnipeg reading that play, cutting off the preferred line for Jackson. He had to bounce it outside. Turn nothing into a gain of 2 yards.
Clock is an issue. It's the Stamps' ally at this juncture of the ball game. Now 4:59 remaining as they break the huddle at the Winnipeg 20. Durant goes right, Sindani with him to that side. Bo Levi Mitchell directing traffic, calling out signals. Play clock is at 3. Play clock is at 2. He'll take the snap. Full blitz is on. Mitchell fussed out of the pocket. He just turns, throws it downfield. Cut by Durant. He has it at the 10. Cuts it inside. Gets near the 5. Put on the ground, but the Stampeders are right on the score zone with a 15-yard catch.
What a great comeback play by Lamar Durant after he dropped that wide-open pass on the last series. Durant, and he was short of the first down marker, Mark, when he made that catch, but was able to twist up, turn around, and set up this first and goal from the 5.
It is from the 5-yard line, goal to go. Bo over 200 yards passing, the Stampeder MOP candidate quarterback. From the 5, the Stampeder is breaking the huddle. Ocambre Williams, third year, South Alabama, out and over the ball. Mitchell calling out signals. Mitchell to the air, looking short side, nobody open. He backtracks, steps up, and is caught behind the line of scrimmage. Or a loss of about 4.
Just looking in the end zone, Mark, and everywhere you see a black Stampeder jersey, you see a white Winnipeg jersey. Absolutely nowhere for Bo Levi Mitchell to go on that play.
Now, they had a very good defensive secondary as well. They were in the middle of the league 5th, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers were in the season.
Timeout. Winnipeg.
Winnipeg has called a timeout with 3:32, and we know, of course, the timeout for the 3-minute warning is imminent, so they'll get a couple of breaks. Here's Dave McIver for Cowboys Casino.
Yeah, guys, Jameer Thurman still getting that right eye worked on. They've been shining a light in there, trying to get him ready to go. Now getting some eye drops in there, so we'll keep an eye on Jameer going forward.
And just a good thing that the Stampeders, Mark, have been able to put together a little bit of a drive, give Jameer just time to get his vision back.
Cheerleaders below us trying to get the crowd going. A lot of tension in the air, but I think it will explode should the Stampeders find the end zone here. 3 minutes, 52 seconds remaining. Oh, my goodness. It was going to be a tight one. Two good teams going at it. And here we are, right down to the stretch. Just a few minutes remaining between now and the Grey Cup 2018 for one of these teams. Markeith Amble's kind of quiet today. He goes right, part of a three-pack to that side of the field. Mitchell directing the attack. Play clock says six. Goal to go from the 10. Mitchell to the air. Mitchell is back, throwing in the end zone, looking for a target. Elevate, pull it in. It's a touchdown! Calgary Stampeders, a sensational grab off his feet, pulled in by, you guessed it, Eric Rogers.
And Eric Rogers again getting into the end zone. Great body position as he had the Winnipeg defender boxed out. Alexander had to go up high to get the ball. Eric Rogers again on the trainer's table earlier in this half, getting the knee worked on. What a recovery. What a play by one of the Stampeders' great playmakers.
Well, Dave Dickinson had a little second guessing going on who he'd play at receiver. I guess you'd have to say he made absolutely the right choice here as a trio of touchdowns, a hat trick if you follow hockey for Eric Rogers. What a sensational grab off his feet to pull that in. And the Calgary Stampeders have put themselves in a very favorable position.
Yeah, just going for the 1 point convert here. Make it a 10-point game.
By the way, I dig into the record books. He becomes the first Stampeder ever with three touchdown receptions in a playoff game. Oh, my goodness. What a day. Stampeder's leading 20-11, pending the extra point.
Could be taking the drama out of my offensive star pick on the post-game show, Mark.
Yeah. It's been done 11 previous times. Somebody pulled in two touchdowns in a game, but never anybody three. And that was sensational. That was Eric Rogers using his body position. He's 6'5". He's got the long reach. He went up for the ball and pulled it in. Winnipeg had no chance. 1 point convert try here. Snap, it is down. Kicked by Paredes, and it's good. The Calgary Stampeders kick for kids brought to you by Overnight Expedite. Every Stampeder field goal or touchdown conversion, $50 donated to the Calgary Children's Foundation. Now let's get up on that east side as the horse gets set to sprint down the side to celebrate a humongous Calgary Stampeder touchdown. The Stampeders now 3 minutes 27 seconds away from an appearance in the Grey Cup. Let's see what they do down the stretch.
And it looks like they're emptying the inventory of the little mini footballs going into the stands as well. But Eric Rogers, again, what a great story. Breakout player when he first showed up on the Calgary Stampeders scene. Got onto the roster late, was a major difference maker, was a star in his only full season as a Calgary Stampeder. Parlayed that into an NFL shot in San Francisco, which ended with a torn up knee. Out of football for 2 years, went through some personal tragedies, lost his mother, had to recover from that, came back to the Stampeders this year, and a real question mark. You know, we didn't honestly know what Eric Rogers we were going to get after that a length of time out of football and a serious knee injury. And Eric Rogers, if there were any doubters out there, he certainly proved them all wrong. What a
long
performance today.
It really is. Winnipeg with two returners back. This crowd now is really getting raucous. They're standing up on the west side, saluting their gallant heroes this afternoon as the Winnipeg Blue Bombers ready to return. Ready for Paredes' kickoff. Paredes drives it in the direction of Nelson. He catches inside the 10. Between the numbers and the hash, near side, cuts it outside to the 25 and is pushed out of bounds into touch by Riley Jones. 66-yard kick and a 16-yard return. And while the Stampeders are in a great position leading 21-11, they can't keep the foot off the gas. They've got to keep it down. 10 points, 3 minutes in a CFL game is nothing.
You know, we know how explosive this Winnipeg offense can be. We know what a weapon Andrew Harris can be. He's been frustrated, stymied most of the day.
Nichols calling out signals. Darvin Adams to this side of the field. Draw, give to Harris, and he's hit right away. The Stampeders swallow him up at the point of the handoff. And the Stampeder defense is standing tall. That was Jagera Davis, a loss of two. My goodness, the big, tall Texan having a sensational afternoon.
And that was the delayed draw. And Jagera Davis not fooled at all.
The scoreboard shows the Calgary Stampeders 21, Winnipeg 11. That's the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar. 3-minute warning. Our guests in the broadcast received a $50 gift certificate from Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar. 3 minutes to the Grey Cup. This is Alberta Ford Dealers. Fourth quarter football action on 770 CHQR. Just battle Winnipeg. Second down and 12. Winnipeg on their 23-yard line. Stampeders holding a 21-11 lead. Harris in the backfield. They're standing up on the west side as time is signaled in. Five receivers set back is Nichols. Nichols standing, waiting, throwing deep, looking for a man off his feet. Darvin Adams up at the 45-yard line. Great catch, picking up 26 yards. And the Blue Bombers continue to fight.
And Darvin Adams looked like he was able to get past Jamar Wall on that play.
Hurry up offense, Blue Bombers, as time becomes their enemy. 2:49 remaining from the 49-yard line. Again, back is Nichols from the Winnipeg 49. Scrambling right, there's nobody open. He just throws that into the Stampeder bench where Don Jackson of the Stamps got his mitts on it and tipped it to Spencer Wilson.
Great play by Spencer over on the sidelines. Don Jackson really lit up on the sidelines. Another one of these guys who just leads with his emotions.
Matt Nichols now over 100 yards passing. Yeah, Don is fiery. Make no mistake about that. Here we go. Second and 10. Could be a game-defining play right here. Walatarski goes left. Dembski with him along with the receiver, Charles Nelson. Four-man pressure by the Stampeders. Nichols is back, throws, and that is nowhere near Darvin Adams, the intended target at midfield. So Winnipeg, will they bring on the punt unit? I would say in this situation, no. Nichols fight through this.
I'm not sure where that one went awry. I mean, you had the receiver wide open, Mark. The Stampeders were just rushing four. So very limited pressure. That was just a case of Matt Nichols firing that ball into the ground. Third down, they're going for it. Crowd on its feet.
Listen to this. As the Stampeders can turn it over on downs here. Nichols again to the air. Nichols is back, standing, rifle the throw across the middle. That is broken up by the Stampeders. It is Stampeder ball as the Stampeders, the great veteran Brandon Smith, got his mitts on the ball. You asked who was going to make a difference, an unsung hero pregame. I said Brandon Smith. How could you not pick the great 11-year veteran from Sacramento State? So quietly does his job, so professionally all the time, and what a gigantic knockdown for the great veteran.
And you could call him just an unsung hero for his whole career. And Dave Dickinson talked about Brandon Smith and why he doesn't have more stroke when people are talking about great defensive backs in the Canadian Football League. And he's not a big self-promoter. He's not a big chest beater, not a guy who talks a lot on the field, talks about himself, and also a guy who just doesn't get thrown at that much because he's that good.
21-11, Stampeders leading, first and 10 on the 52, 32 remaining. Stamps go conservative on the ground. Jackson has the ball, veers left in the hole, gets inside the 45 to the 43-yard line. 7-yard gain, second down and 3. Calgary Stampeders, clock 2:27 remaining in the half.
And Don Jackson, other than that one fumble, this has been the kind of game that you hope that Don Jackson would have, 14 carries for 79 yards.
Very productive game. Clock in motion. It's the Stamps ally. 2:18, 2:17. They're on the 43-yard line. Second down and 3. And Peters with two backs in the backfield. Ambles leaks out to the far side. He gets the toss in the flat from Mitchell. Ambles gets ahead. 40. Upended at about the 41-yard line by Winnipeg. And I think he's short of the first down. We'll get the spot.
Yeah, just try to set up that receiver screen. Eric Rogers among the group out there trying to block, but Rogers and Matthews unable to stop the Winnipeg attack.
Winnipeg, timeout.
So do the Stampeders consider field goal here, or do they send Rob Maver? Now I see Rob Maver running on the field to kick it to the corner. Well, I just want to say this is our final Stampeder broadcast of the season. The Grey Cup is a TSN production. So once again, I want to thank our entire crew, both on the air, behind the scenes, and everyone. I don't know if the Stampeders will win the Grey Cup, but I do know that annually, because of everybody's contributions, we win the Broadcasting Grey Cup every year, and I'm so proud to be a part of it. And thank you to everyone, those of you that listen, those of you that have come on board as our valued and trusted sponsors. We really, really appreciate it, and we'll look forward to the Grey Cup broadcast next week and then our broadcast in 2019. Rob Maver to punt this away. Sure, he'll try the corner coffin route. See what he does. Takes the ball, steps into it. It's a corner coffin kick, but this one lands a yard in the end zone and bounces out of bounds. So the Stampeders get a point out of that, but here's the bonus. That now means the Blue Bombers must score a touchdown and a two-point convert and a field goal. So with 1:54 remaining, I'm not going to say it's impossible for Winnipeg, but the road just got a little hillier.
Yeah, Rob Mayer won't be happy with his inability to execute that time, although he's been one of the best in the CFL for a long time at killing the ball inside the 20 and inside the 10-yard line. But again, just no real decision for me, Mark, to go for the punt instead of the field goal. It's a long field goal. If you miss it, it's tough to cover.
Here's trouble, yeah.
Again, you're opening the door to a big play.
On the 35-yard line, Winnipeg goes to the air. They're fighting from behind. Snap screen in the right flat and off the fingertips of Harris. Not a real well-throwing ball. Maybe Harris could have reached a little harder, but it wasn't a particularly well-throwing ball.
I think Harris is getting a little bit frustrated down on the field. 13 carries, 71 yards, and once you take off that 119-yarder, Andrew Harris has been pretty much ineffective. I saw him jawing with Micah Johnson a little bit earlier in this half, so maybe Harris getting a little bit off his game.
I got news. Micah jaws with everybody. Second and 10 on the 35-yard line. Again, Winnipeg to the air. Nichols is back, dancing in the pocket. He steps up. This time pitches underneath to Harris, who's submarined right away by Emmanuel Davis. No gain on the play. And Winnipeg is third down. Actually, Siante Evans came up and knocked him down. No gain.
And Junior Turner slowly getting up and walking back to the line. Just missed getting the sack on Matt Nichols. But Siante Evans, again, able to come up and put the brakes on this play, keeping it third and long. Here's your ball game.
Here it is, Winnipeg, 135, 133 now remaining. From the 35-yard line, Harris is in the backfield. Five receiver package, four-man Calgary pressure. Back is Nichols. He's in trouble, scrambling left away from the pressure. Runs to the line of scrimmage, flips it downfield. That ball is caught at the 50-yard line. Adam Berger, the safety, stands up the receiver on the play. Nick Dembski pulled the ball in. And Winnipeg has a first down, so they're not out of it yet. 19 seconds, 19-yard gain as they're out near the 53-yard line.
And Nick Dembski down on his butt, able to make that catch.
Yeah, that was a nice play. Again, Nichols will go to the air. Nichols is back, throwing the home run strike deep down the far sidelines, looking for a target. Contact, it's incomplete. And the ball falls on the ground. Great coverage by the Stampeders, Trey Roberson.
And again, Trey Roberson and Darvin Adams down there, and Adams a little hot on the sidelines looking for a flag. I think that was just a great no call. That was just two guys hand fighting down the sideline.
Here we go. The Stampeders now 105 to Edmonton, leading by 11. The Calgary Stampeders looking for a 17th trip to the Grey Cup in franchise history. The crowd is up on the west side. The crowd is in an uproar. The crowd is distracting the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Simon Eyes in the game. Adams outside him. Again, Adams. Nichols is back, standing in the pocket, pitching downfield for Darvin Adams. He fell on his break at the 40-yard line. Weston Dressler couldn't catch up with it by the far side. It's incomplete.
Looked like a little bit of miscommunication there. Dressler broke inside, and it was put on the outside shoulder by Matt Nichols. Yep. Dressler looking back at his quarterback on that play. Once again, here we are, down to third down.
Exactly 1 minute remains. Listen to the bedlam in the stadium. Harris in the backfield for the Blue Bombers. Five receiver package to the air. The quarterback Nichols. He's scrambling for his life, dancing in the pocket. Breaks free to the right. Motions downfield. Throws it downfield. That's caught by Simon Eyes, the former UFC star, at the 31 of the Stampeders. And it is a first down Winnipeg. So the Blue Bombers are fighting to the end.
Took a good chunk of time off the clock. Adam Berger able to limit the damage on that play as it's down to the 30-yard line, waiting for the official to blow the game clock in.
That back to Nichols again, and I think he went too quick before the ball was whistled in by the officials. 45 seconds remaining. Winnipeg is first and 10 at the 30-yard line. Wow, so they're battling right to the end.
Timeout, Calgary.
Stamps got the timeout in just before. Okay.
Yeah, good call. Just try to break up a little bit of the momentum.
Clock to read 49 seconds, please. 4:09 on the clock.
And give your defenders a little bit of a breather here because that was a long, long play. A lot of running around back there.
22-11, the Calgary Stampeders trying to hang on. A record-setting performance by Eric Rogers today. Three touchdown receptions. Winnipeg fighting for their lives. They trail by 11 with 49 seconds remaining. A tough uphill battle. They last played in the Grey Cup in 2011. They have the longest active Grey Cup drought. 1990, their last championship. That's a long time ago.
Long drought for these Bomber fans, but certainly the team they put on the field the last couple of years has rewarded the patience of the Bomber fans. Outstanding group.
Snap back to Nichols. Three receivers to the short side. Nichols is back. Pitching a strike down by the 10-yard line. A one-handed grab. Was he inbounds? No. That was a superb grab, though, by Nick Dembski, who put his hand up and pulled it in, but he was out of bounds. I got to tell you, that was sensational.
Nick Dembski running backwards, reaching out with one hand. Unfortunately, just couldn't get that one foot down.
Blue Bombers.
His second highlight reel catch
it
on
is.
The drive.
Yeah. The Blue Bombers will set up for a field goal here. With 42 seconds remaining.
Yep, you need the field goal and the touchdown and the two-point convert, so you got to get something here.
Yeah, and this is a fairly makeable kick of 37 yards. On the near hash marks. No win. The snap, it's down, Medlock drives it, it's going good. And the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, with four field goals and a safety, are now within a touchdown and a two-point convert.
And the Bombers get the opportunity to kick off. Calgary does not have the option to take the ball on the 35-yard line. I don't know why I looked this up in the pregame when I was going through the stats package, Mark, but for some reason I was looking at onside kicks. And it's not a real high percentage play. By my count, there were 8 onside kicks in the CFL all season long, and only 3 of them were recovered by the offensive team.
That's pretty low odds, but given Winnipeg's situation, their odds are pretty low. They better try any odds are better than no odds, I guess, right?
Yeah, Toronto led the league with 3 onside kicks, but when you're playing from behind that off,
just going to say
onside kicking a little more.
They have a lot of practice in that area, so... 38 seconds remain. The Calgary Stampeders 22. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers 14. And obviously, this is the kind of stuff they practice all the time. These short yardage onside kicks. Just the kind of stuff teams do just for exactly this situation. Eric Rogers is on the field.
Winton McManus sprinting across the field, wanted a quick word with the official right over by the Winnipeg huddle. There's Alex Singleton whipping up the crowd one more time. 38 ticks on the clock. Everyone knows what's coming.
Yep. So the Stampeders load up that line of scrimmage. Their hands unit on. The top ball handler is on the team. Alex Singleton is there. Others are on. They're used to handling the ball. Ball's on the far hash marks. Medlock sends his men out, his kick towards the near side, high towering kick, it is caught by the Stampeders, a Stampeder pulled it in, who's that off the bottom of the pile, that is Alex Singleton, pulls it in, he gets up, does the wave to the crowd, and now with 37 seconds remaining, the Calgary Stampeders can just sit down and head to the Grey Cup.
Alex Singleton, he's been such a leader on defense all year long. Out on special teams as he boots the ball into the crowd. One of the biggest plays of the year for the Calgary Stampeders.
Yep. It'll be a couple $100 fine for Alex, but who cares at this juncture from the 45-yard line?
Don't think I'll have any trouble finding someone to pay it for him.
Yeah. The Stampeders will just gather around Bo Levi Mitchell at the 47-yard line. 37 seconds remain. And he will go down and take the knee. That knocks off one tick on the clock. Now let the Stampeders hug and celebrate on the bench. Let's get everybody up in the stadium here as the Calgary Stampeders head to their 17th Grey Cup in franchise history. An opportunity to win their 8th. The clock ticks down 24-23. The game clock at 5. The game clock at 3. Bo Levi Mitchell looks at the clock in the northwest corner. He's back. He takes the knee. Now 15 seconds remain. Here we go. The Calgary Stampeders run into the dressing room. And get ready to pack for Edmonton and Grey Cup 2018. The clock runs down. It's at 7. It's at 4. It's at 3. It's at 2. Bo Levi Mitchell under center takes the knee. The Calgary Stampeders are headed to the 2018 Grey Cup. The drive for the 8th Grey Cup in franchise history continues as they meet the Ottawa Red Blacks in a repeat of the 2016 Grey Cup. The Calgary Stampeders are champions of the West one more time, the 17th time in the franchise's history. A three-touchdown performance by Eric Rogers has carried the team to Edmonton and the battle next week against the Red Blacks. The White Horse rides on to Edmonton. The White Horse is going to the Grey Cup. The Calgary Stampeders have won, defeating the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. The final score, Calgary 22, Winnipeg 14. Up next, a post-game show on Alberta Ford Dealers, Stampeders Football.